naughty, or nice. I'm John Johnson, and it's our Christmas list coming up next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. A holiday favorite tune to be sure, and as we celebrate this time of year, it's time for our MHSAA perspective list of who's naughty and nice, and some wishes for them as we close the book on one calendar year and open a new one. Let's start with the nicest of the nice. On this Santa's nice list is all of the athletic department secretaries, administrative assistants, interns, and the like. No matter what title they have, they're heroes in their communities for the role behind the scenes in the games our young people play. And nice are those athletic directors who guide our programs, in spite of the naughty actions by their school districts, which have seen their jobs pared back or combined with other functions. My wish for the naughty is that they realize the value of a full-time athletic administrator before they have to forfeit games or have major liability issues brought upon the school district because they thought they could cut back on this important position. Also nice are our Corps of Officials, 13,000 strong, who have the willingness to perform their function of administrating things between the lines in spite of growing naughtiness from fans in the stands, coaches on the bench, and even kids on the floor. Nice are those former student athletes coming home for the holidays who make it a priority to contact their high school coach to catch up on things and again thank them for all the nice things that they did in not only teaching them about their sport, but about the game of life. Lumps of coal in the stockings of those who affiliate with the naughty sporting good manufacturers who have built their empires on sweatshops, not sweat in the gymnasium, who have turned college sports into something which is a far cry from being educational athletics, and who constantly exploit coaches, kids, and parents in the high school ranks and other youth sports. Candies and trinkets go into the stockings of the nice in the media, which have covered high school sports for many years, who have the institutional knowledge and the perspective of the good things these games do for kids, schools, and communities. Naughty are those media, though, who can't seem to evaluate the worth of a high school team or player without referencing it to what college is recruiting them. I wish for those types in the coming year to just go cover the colleges and go away. And nice are those who have the perspective every day that the purpose of school sports is to educate young people and to enrich their lives. When we do that, even more nice things happen. The deadline is fast approaching for submitting entries for the second annual Battle of the Fans, presented by the MHSAA Student Advisory Council. The Battle of the Fans will identify the top student cheering sections in the state of Michigan. Schools wishing to enter this year's competition must submit a video of their student cheering section in action at a recent game and include a brief interview, making their case for being selected to the top spot. The finalist tour will take place from mid-January to mid-February at 5 schools, and the winning school will be honored at the boys' basketball finals in March. More information about the Battle of the Fans, too, can be found on the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.